Hello, my wrestling fans. It's time once again for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you hit that bell on YouTube and get notified when these episodes go live. Or also, what am I doing it for? Huh? Wait, just for myself? It is kind of for myself. It's low-grade therapy for me, talking about wrestling. But I hope it helps your day go a bit faster, too, even if it's only 10 minutes. So please subscribe, leave a comment, engage with me. I'd love to chat with you. I keep begging for comments, and sometimes it works. So head over, rate, subscribe, all the good stuff, all the free stuff. I'd appreciate it. Today we're talking about someone who I think does not get enough flowers for their contribution to WWE's product over the years. And it's time this person has been elevated to a higher standard. And that person is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed, leader of Up Up Down Down, the leading pro wrestling video game YouTube channel, the architect of one of the greatest trios in WWE history, the New Day. A man with the ability to play the bass and poorly play the trumpet, and one of the greatest floor acts during a tag team match you've ever seen, and a man who is so versatile and so, like, he has so many little details that he adds to his, you know, mic work or his ring work, his gear. Like, everything about Xavier Woods screams professional wrestling, and he's been a background player for so many years, and now with this what looks like a New Day split and a heel turn for Woods, I'm excited. I'm super excited. I've read people say they don't want the New Day to die or whatever the case may be, but, and I don't think this is a hot take at all, I think the New Day should die. I think that faction has run its course. I think it is a hindrance for both Kofi and for Xavier Woods. I think at any time they can reform it because it's professional wrestling and you never say never. So I think it's time for Xavier Woods to branch out, to spread his wings and do something different. Now, if you're a fan of Xavier Woods, I'm sure you have noticed certain things about his in-ring work or, you know, his hobbies or up, up, down, down. He is a consummate professional. He is a giant nerd, which I appreciate. And he adds little details to things that folks either in the know or kind of within his circle would appreciate. And if you really look into it, you'd appreciate it as well. He's made gear inside of WWE 2K games and SmackDown games that he has replicated in the real world. So he's ripped his characters out of video games and created the gear, the ring gear that he's worn. He's had brand deals with, you know, Ninja Turtles, where his gear was a legit Ninja Turtle. That's huge in my world. Big Ninja Turtle fan. Huge stuff having that that stuff happen. Watching him up, up, down, down and build that sort of, that gaming brand, where at one point during the pandemic, Up, Up, Down, Down was like a saving grace for my mental health. Watching the Uno games, watching the tournaments online, watching people be happy, watching wrestlers interact and have fun and play games. It was incredible. And today, he's super busy, so it has scaled back a bit, but he's on the grind. He's, you know, putting out content with Tyler Breeze, with the Battle of the Brands, and it's always a good time, always a fun time to watch. And then you factor in the fact that this dude is then also wrestling week to week on Raw, and he's now embroiled in a storyline with him and Kofi and Karrion Kross and just like this weird manipulative stuff, and he's going into this heel character of himself, and it feels it's like pulled out of reality where he feels insecure about never winning a title, which he hasn't on his own, I mean, and kind of going up against, bumping heads with Kofi, and there's so much, you know, depth to that story that you can bring Big E in to try and, you know, calm the situation, and maybe Woods turns on him, and there's so many avenues it can go, and I'm excited for where it heads. But honestly, Xavier Woods has, if you listen to the podcast, the New Day podcast, it's on rotation. They've talked about how Woods put his career on the line for the New Day. He said, if this doesn't work, said it to Vince, if this doesn't work, I will quit. And because of the kind of confidence and his willingness to bet his career on the fact, on his, you know, beliefs, Vince gave him the shot, and they became one of the greatest trios in wrestling history. And that speaks a lot to Xavier Woods' conviction and his belief in his own ideas. And honestly, it paid off, right? Go listen to that podcast. They break down a lot of their history, specifically, you know, how they were formed and, you know, their best feuds with like the Usos and stuff. It's a great listen. But now, right up until about now, Woods has been a real background player in my eyes. And that's a shame. Having him compete in the speed challenge and then lose, my first thing was, I thought that was a shame, because I thought that was a great time for him to win the title. But then I said, you know, no one cares about the speed title, so does it matter if he wins? But it was all fuel for this new angle that he has with Kofi, which I'm excited for. What I want for Xavier Woods, selfishly, is I want that man to have his own music again. He had the King Woods theme, and they took it from him. He hasn't had like his own gimmick, his own personality. He's been tied to, you know, R-Truth. He's been tied to the New Day. He hasn't had a successful run as just him, just Xavier Woods. And if that means he has to be a heel and he has to cut ties with his boys so that he goes off on his own and he stands on his own two feet, I'm all for it. I want that man to have his own entrance. I want that man to have his own specific gimmick. I want him to have his own entrance music. I want him to have feuds on his own. I want him cutting promos and holding that mic. If you ever noticed the way he holds that mic, no one holds the mic like Xavier Woods. This is what I'm talking about. He makes very deliberate decisions that make him stand out in the crowd. And it's important to fuel stuff like that, especially in this day and age in wrestling where, you know, it's so hard to compete. There's so much talent. There's so little time on TV. And the fact that he's on Raw and he's getting the time to, you know, formulate this heel version of himself or this insecure version of himself that'll hopefully propel him into, you know, a singles competition or something. I want him to get his singles title, honestly. He successfully got the King of the Ring win, which I celebrated wholeheartedly. And then they stripped him of it. They stripped him of all of it. And they don't mention it very often, except for when Gunther crushed him in the first round, which was, I think, fuel for this sort of gimmick he's in now. But still, it was like, oh, come on, kind of thing. And he had his entrance. He had the whole thing. And it was taken from him. So now I want him to get that back. I want this man who has poured so much of his time and talent and energy and vision and love of, you know, gaming and anime and all this stuff. He's poured that into his career, and it's been successful in my eyes in terms of what he's produced and what he's tried to do. It's now time for him to stand as a singles competitor. And if that means they have to move his ass to move him back to NXT and get some NXT gold from Obafemi or from Trick Williams or something, let's do that. Let's get him an NXT championship. If that means he has to go to SmackDown and smack LA Knight in the mouth and take his US title, let's do that. If he has to take down Jey Uso and take that IC title from him in the worst way possible, I want him to cheat. Go full Eddie Guerrero and steal that title from Jey Uso. I am down for it. Whatever the case is, we have to give Xavier Woods his flowers and get that man a singles run. What do you think about Xavier Woods? Let me know in the comments. If you know him, pass him this episode so he knows that we out here love him and we're rooting for him. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.